This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Wow. It is Busted Pencils. It's Tuesday night. It is Tim Slecker. It is Johnny Lupinacci. We are sometimes educated educators talking education. Johnny, what's happening out there in the state of Washington?
You know, it's happening out here. We're getting our calls in. I think they're starting to vaccinate teachers.
Cool.
That's a positive.
That's
things
a pause.
Are rolling.
Yeah.
You know, that comes with a whole mess of so what's happening in schools though, and how are, you know, things looking on the horizon for educational change, which we're always chomping at the bit to get at. But yeah, man, things are happening. You know, it's January 2021.
Yeah. And
we're living through some interesting times.
Interesting
to
times.
Say the least.
You know what I was thinking about this? And so we last week, so everybody, you know, paying attention last week. And if you want to jump in, call us right away, man. 844-967-2789. We were talking about, we got to the end of the show last week about a curriculum revolution, right? To quote, possibly, you know, as some type of salve or a way to help move our next generation forward. And the next day, there's an insurrection. I'm not going to call it a revolution because that's not what happened. And so they didn't hear our call because that wasn't the type of thing. They came out with an insurrection, and it made me think about this. You know, I saw right away Ursula Wolf-Rocca from the Zen Education Project, you know, put out there, hey, teachers, what are you going to teach about on Thursday after the political insurrection? And the question, and she put out there, it's like, tell the truth, right? You know, this is it. What are you going to do?
Listen to
what the students are going to ask you. Tell the truth. Put this forward. Here we are now, a week later. We have a lot of knowledge to the point of some of these things. But what made me think about this is, well, you know, so the topic, insurrection, right? You know, what do you do teaching and learning during an insurrection? Because it's still happening. It's not like it's over. It's still going on. There are things happening. FBI is still warning. And the question to the listener, to the person out there, the Busted Pencils right now is, what should we be investigating with students, teachers? What is the work you want to be doing? How are you doing it? Are any of you getting pushed? Do you feel comfortable? It's 844-967-2789, teaching and learning during an insurrection. Johnny, I found this article from 2017, and I just wanted to read a part of it. You know, I'm just going to say, quote, in the 1930s, now this might be off to some people, but this guy, George Counts, dared the schools to build a new social order comprised of, and he went on to describe that new social order, active, critical citizens challenging the industrial society's inequities through boldly democratic education. In the 30s. He came out and said that. Let's do that. In 2016, that supposedly educated population of United States citizens elected Donald Trump as its next president, ushering what surely will be a new social order. I don't know who wrote that, but some guy, actually I wrote that, Johnny, in 2017 in an article, Social Studies Standards Too Little for Too Long. You know, and there it was. We got a call already. Who do we got, Jimmy K?
Joe from Stevens Point joins us.
Joe, Stevens Point. Joe, what's happening, man?
Dude, I'm sorry. I've been showing up. I'm trying to get all these schedules down. And, man, you know, you guys, I'll tell you what. I so enjoy the vibe of your show.
Thank you.
And I appreciate
you being
here.
It.
Like I always say, I always want you 5 days a week so that I can't mess up the schedule. Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Hey, we always just remember there's always the podcast available the next day, so you don't ever have to miss anything, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I need to evolve on the radio station's website, obviously.
I'll get that to you. So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Here it is.
Okay.
With what you with regards of what you guys are talking about right now, I think it's always like where we're at, radical education, radical like insurgent upheaval is going to disrupt so many things that are, you know, they own all the assets. It's called captured assets. And I think the ghost corporate agenda that you have to apply when you are in today's educational system, it's a slave to, you know, primarily Wall Street. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at student debt. We you know, we say, oh, my God, we're a capitalist nation. You know, we're just going to fly like a fury of capitalistic solutions, you know, for all capitalist problems. Like, let's, you know, 1.7 trillion
in student debt.
Student debt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, come on, man. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick and tired of them being floated like all the opportunity, all the, you know, afford all their failure.
But Joe, look, let me ask you this question though. Right now, you know, there are some of the capitalists, industrialists, tech corps and all that, all of a sudden right now have got a conscience. They're withdrawing money. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Have they learned their lesson?
No, they're protecting. It's a CYA, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because you know what? It's we are in a super social media oriented atmosphere that is trying to figure its own business model. Like Facebook right now is pushing advertisements for you to show up with your weapon of choice for just armed support, Second Amendment show of support. 3 days before Joe Biden comes in there, they're not concerned with the type of egg-headed educational reforms that we are talking about. Insurrection is needed, but Joe Biden's here. He goes, I mean, he told us if Medicare for All comes across my desk, I will reject it. You know, and like you look at like in the Democratic Party, 88% of the Democratic Party supports that. You think that education, support for education across the board, we don't think it's a Nazi organization. People by and large, super majorities, does that word mean anything anymore? I don't know. But super majorities support Medicare for All, our post office, our public schools, our communities. But we have sold it off. And I'll tell you what, when I was making calls for the Democratic Party in this last business cycle, oh, pardon me, political cycle, it was I was a foreigner calling, trying to convince them, like I'm from Nigeria, asking them for their bank account number. I'm trying to get a couple of Democrats in there who chump me out as centrist. They're like trying to get charter school promoting Hakeem Jeffries in there. You know what I mean?
Joe, hold on. I want to let Johnny come in here and do a little.
No, man, we got Joe. Joe's on a roll.
I know. He is rolling and rolling. Joe.
Yeah, calling in and callers. You give us a call and, you know, and come in and tell us what's happening. You know,
because that's what
we're doing, connecting to
Jimmy, we don't have another caller, do we? Okay, just making sure. So, Joe, listen, I know. I've heard it's like, but so back to the teaching where I was writing in 2017 that, you know, look, education has largely failed creating a democratic citizenry as evidenced by the election of this outgoing tyrant. Now, you know, I'm kind of throwing this, though. Is this maybe an opportunity for public schools and teachers and community members like yourselves to demand that we stop this charter choice conversation about crappy school achievement gaps and start demanding that real citizenship, deep education in understanding what it means to be an active participant citizen in a democracy? Do we have an opportunity now to grab that, Joe?
We've got to muscle up as Democrats, and don't be muscle up. You're right. But you know, in this era of Trump, like, listen, soft Democratic politics brought us Donald Trump. It is the 128th House of Reps under Kevin McCarthy, and he has a whip understanding. He did not misunderstand 128 that wanted to stop the vote. Listen, they're going to push for charter schools. They will trump you out in a second. We need muscular Democrats. We don't need a bunch of, like, hi, I'm a centrist, I brought a coffee cake. No, we need like real, like, no. Our core constituency, we understand the problem, but we have super majorities with this that are teacher enforcement, but are empowering, pardon me. But we don't empower them because it's not sexy. We're like going for like suburban Democrats who can like not have to be affected by housing values in the inner city and people, you know, who just like, come on, man, Democrats.
I'm going to go on. Come on, man, Joe. I'm going to go on. Come on, man, on that. And it's like, man, you're there. But it's like Johnny and I were sitting there, right, teaching and learning during an insurrection. Joe's got some great points, and that's kind of what I was saying in this article I wrote in 2017. Look, the American education system, and in this long article, I go on to critique, in fact, which is largely the bipartisan effort since 1983 to teach crappy school on purpose, is there any wonder why after 30 years of forcing us not to teach that we elected a tyrant? Johnny, we got 30 seconds before break. You take us in.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, chopping this up and talking about it, because I really think that for many of us, we've been talking about this being a very dangerous time for democracy. And we've been, you know, whether we want to chop it up with calling it Democrats or, you know, different politically aligned agendas in the Democratic Party and whatnot. You know, I think this is the moment, and I think this is kind of what Counts pointed us to. What ought to be the purpose of education? So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, I mean, I want to throw out there if this is really about revolutionary kind of curriculum and thinking about schools, then I want to loft out there. What does it look like to really unschool or liberate education from schooling when we get back?
Back at the break.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24/7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's darnwi.com. That's darnwi.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates, inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, it's Pizza Box Mike. I've got a show, Outside the Pizza Box. Be sure to listen on Saturdays at noon on Devil Radio. There is a reason why they won't let me on Facebook anymore.
For 16 years, Dane by Local has been shining a spotlight on how important local businesses and nonprofits are in our communities. Now DBL is teaming up with 92.7 FM Devil Radio to bring you Let's Get Local. Join me, Jason Hafman, Saturdays at 11 a.m. for features with area leaders and business owners who help make our communities unique and special. They're our neighbors and friends, and they have stories to tell. So check out Let's Get Local, Saturdays, 11 a.m. to noon on Devil Radio 92.7.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. Every day we discuss the top topics, news ranging from drama right here in Madison to issues that impact the entire nation. I have conversations with community leaders, business owners, elected officials, and people from the streets. This is our neighborhood, and our voices will be heard. Join the conversation Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Herbal Aspect proudly sponsors Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Stay informed with Progressive News and Talk on WTTN 1580 AM, Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom.
Wow, there it is. The Cure. Thank you, Jimmy Kay. It's right on my shirt, I know. I tried the Facebook Live tonight, and man, Johnny, that was at the last second, and just something will not hit it. One of these days, Johnny and I are going to be on Facebook Live with Busted Pencils. We're going to get it eventually, but look, the number is 844-967-2789. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. And last week, Johnny, it was a secret, but now it's really not a secret. I put it out there. Pencils Facebook page. Look, we're talking teaching and learning during an insurrection. What should we investigate with our T-shirt or with our students? Mm-hmm. Which, there we go. Free Moment of Zen Busted Pencils T-shirt to the caller with the best idea for teaching and learning during an insurrection. You heard it right. A free T-shirt. Holy crap. Man. You know,
and I mean, I'm concerned. And
yeah, no, right.
Not because we haven't said this hasn't been going on for a while, but there's a whole, there's a kind of couple different ways we could come at this, Tim. And I think we got to acknowledge that this is a tough time to be a teacher. It's an important time to be a teacher. This is a tough time to be an advocate of democracy and in the classroom, because our children are seeing some real scary stuff.
Yeah.
Now, they have been. So this is not like all of a sudden, whoa, we live in a violent country and this is, you know, too much. But if we don't take time to really explain it, and this is the moment. I mean, we've talked about it on the show. We have an amazing representation of democracy in the past year, the largest social uprising in our lifetimes, with Black Lives Matter, and then globally with issues to break racism, but also to address inequality, poverty, and climate change, right? This world is modeling democracy, and that's a threat. And that is what we're seeing, is the response to democracy being a real viable possibility. And on the right there, we said it a couple weeks ago. We said utopia is right there. It's like the vision of what it could be is right there. And when it's right there, it's going to be met with extreme oppositions. And if I can, Tim, I'm going to read a quote.
Sure, man.
Because I love that you brought my man Counts up. And I love to think that in the 30s, Counts was saying this, because this is not new.
Right.
Democracy requires defense. And I'm gonna contradict Joe a little bit, although I know Joe was calling in and saying some really great stuff about muscle, but I want to clarify that peace is not passivity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And defending democracy means embodying it.
Yeah.
Being a democratic citizen. And so James Baldwin in 1963, right, in a talk to teachers, said, "Let's begin by saying that we are living through a very dangerous time. We are in a revolutionary situation. No matter how unpopular that word has become in this country, the society in which we live in is desperately menaced from within." Hmm. To any citizen of this country who figures themselves, it says himself, but we'll, you know, correct it a little bit for the times, themselves as responsible, and particularly those of you who deal with the minds and hearts of young people, must be prepared to go for broke. Or to put it another way, you must understand that in the attempt to correct so many generations of bad faith and cruelty, when it is operating not only in the classroom, but in society, you will be met with the most fantastic, most brutal, and most determined resistance. And Tim,
yeah.
I sent this quote out to my teachers, and I say, you know, you have to maybe change some of the language depending on the age. I don't even think it needs much censoring, because what we say is together we model peace and democracy. That's not passivity, but we say absolutely not to the kind of direct violence enacted on democracy in the past week. And it's not new. It's a great example of how language and organizing moves to action. If you say you're going to do it, it's pretty damn likely you're going to do it. And so now these kids are hopefully seeing that this is serious.
Yeah, and this is where it's like, again, teaching and learning during an insurrection. You know, for me, Counts in the 30s. I mean, you know, and we can go beyond, but it's like, you know, all the way. What is the function of a public schooling system? Is that if you read any mission statement from a K through 12 anywhere across this country, public school, you're going to find that numeracy test scores, literacy test scores are not in their mission statements, but the well-being, taking care of the public sphere, and democratic education for citizenship is in some way in every mission statement of every public school across this country. All right. Then let's get to it, because that's if right. We don't understand why we need it after last Wednesday and as this week continues and as things continue to point us, let's give it up then, because public schools right now, and like you said, a peaceful democratic understanding of even just simple institutions would allow for some people to go, you know what? That's propaganda, lies, and crap. I might like that it, I might have wanted my guy to win, but I understand, and this is at a base level, not even an active participant, but just somebody who can have the ability to go, yeah, you know what? I think he's lying and trying to get me agitated to join in. And so having discussions that talk about the rise of authoritarianism, right? Back in the summer when the president came out with his attack on teaching really good history, understand then, you and I were saying it, that was an attack on trying to actually enforce his authoritarian rule by propping up propagandist education as the only, quote, patriotic education. Right?
And I couldn't agree more, Tim, with the use of authoritarian. Right. And I think that's really, for me, what we get at is when you organize any kind of community, whether it's a close community, whether it's a home place, whether it's a classroom, whether it's a school, whether it's a state, a country, when you organize with an authoritarian sort of structure or rule, authoritarian rule is the sort of bottom line of how decisions get made and how we relate to each other. You ultimately require or set people up for this kind of conflict. And if we're not teaching skills to navigate alternatives to authoritarianism, and you can't teach alternatives to authoritarianism through authority, right? So we really have to really reframe this whole thing. Is like, what does it mean to really raise and cultivate care, compassion, empathy, science literacy, English language arts, mathematics, and I'll go back a couple episodes for us and point to Rethinking Schools. There was an article by Mariella Taylor, right, telling us to lead with community and bring content along.
And that's so what we're going to do when we get back. Yeah, man. Hey, and that free t-shirt's out there, 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back after the break.